At National University, an MBA is not an end. It's a beginning, an opportunity to
build affordable housing in the inner city,
launch a mobile app that monitors blood pressure,
create jobs in my hometown.
Because we know it's not just the degree. It's the degree to which you use it. Do more for your community with an MBA from National University. Learn more at nu.edu. National University. For the greater.
Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a show for you here today, and welcome to my co-host, Johnny Hernandez. Johnny, how's it going?
Fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good. Today we're talking about lying, which is an interesting topic because I think everybody has a different moral compass when it comes to what they think lying is. And then there's a little white lie, and then there's just flat out lying, and then there's the lying not going to hurt anybody. And what is this all about? I mean, today what we're talking about is why do we do this in our business environments? Because really in our business environments, we're usually protecting our own brand. Johnny, what's your take on that?
You're exactly right. There's a difference between telling your child there's an Easter bunny and right?
And, that's right.
And telling your boss that, you know, you've got, you know, years and a number of experiences in a certain area when in fact you don't. And that's part of the, and I think when you said it earlier, it's the moral compass. It's why do people lie? And it was interesting because I was talking to one of my leaders. Actually, just a couple hours ago, she'd asked me, she said, Johnny, what's your show about today? What are you and Daniel talking about? And I said, it's why do we lie? And she says, why do people lie? And it was kind of interesting. If you just get into a casual conversation about it, there's a multitude of reasons. But the most common reasons, especially when you think about business, so much of it, and we talk about awakening spirituality in business today, so much of it is about leadership, and it's about a safe environment. And it's the conversation of am I telling my leader or my peers something that's untrue, not true, because I don't want to look dumb. I don't want to look incompetent because I have this impelling desire to always be right. Is it because I, you know, deep down, you know, I lack self-confidence and I have low self-esteem and I tell even if they're white lies? Are we making statements like that to make ourselves look better, to try feel like we're more important, in the eyes of other, of our peers, of our leaders, of our direct reports? There's so many different reasons why we lie. The saddest part about it though is in the end, it's all about integrity. And don't confuse, right? It all comes back to our values. And everyone loves to work for and with someone that they never have to, one, interpret what they're saying, and two, wonder not whether they're getting the truth. I'll give you an example. I work for this project I have going on in the Central Valley in California, very large construction project, and I have a superintendent. He's one of my favorite superintendents I've ever worked with because I know no matter what it is I go to him with, I am always – without any hesitation, going to get the truth no matter how painful it is, no matter how much more money it's going to cost, no matter how much longer it's going to take, I will always get the truth. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy working with him, as opposed to if I was working with someone else on a project like this who would lollygag, try to dance around it, try to soften it a little bit. And I think in many, many cases, we feel that we're doing, you know, the other party, the listener, some type of value or service, and trying to sugarcoat it and skirt around it. And it just when it comes to lions, unless you were talking about the Easter Bunny, and that's not what I'm talking about, Dan. What's your experience? You've been around a long time. You see it all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because there was a study published in the journal Basic and Applied Psychology that found that 60% of the people had lied at least once during a 10 conversation period between two strangers. And on average, the subject lied almost three times in a 10-minute conversation. Now, get this. So out of 2,000 people, they claimed that men tell six lies a day, and women average three lies a day.
Think about that.
So
yeah,
the sad part of those other
three are the women in their lives.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. So it's not something that I think people are exempt from. I mean, going back to what I said at the beginning of the show, everybody has a different definition or moral compass as to what they will accept in terms of how they use or how they participate in lying. And that's what I find interesting is that, you know, I find it difficult. I mean, if you go through your day thinking about when and maybe a lie could also be embellishing. Maybe embellishing in a story, or embellishing something to make yourself more powerful. Because what I found in doing some research around the whole psychology of lies was that we do what you said earlier, is that we lie to basically lift ourselves up in the eyes of the person that we're lying to. You know, and so is embellishing the same – is that – as good, as bad as lying? I mean, I'm just trying to make heads or tails of it.
I think embellishing is probably no different than non-disclosing, right? Well, I didn't lie yet. Well, you never told me. Well, I never mentioned it. And here it is. I never mentioned it because I didn't think it was that big of a deal or that because it was that important, right? No, you didn't tell me because you didn't want me to know, right?
Right.
And I think ultimately in the end, that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, a lie is a lie. And so many times we do it because we're trying to protect ourselves, our you know, in our image. And what we don't understand is that, you know, most people, you know, if you've been around someone long enough, first of all, if you get caught in a lie, you're busted. And
right. And
that relationship from there moving forward will always, no matter what you do, will always be suspect. So whether it's the mild water cooler talk you're having, and you're making a comment about a person, as soon as they find out that comment's inaccurate, or about your boss, or about something you accomplished, or you're working on, or timelines, or you know, he said, she said, and this is why you didn't meet whatever it was you were to meet, or what you did at a previous company. This is the one thing about a lie. Always assume, no matter whether you move across the country, across the world, always assume that the truth will come out. And you have to ask yourself, if what you're sharing is not in alignment with the actual facts and the details of what took place or what occurred, you need to stop right there. And if you work for someone or an organization where you truly can't be yourself and be honest and feel safe, then you need to find somewhere else to work. Now, if on the other hand, unfortunately, you're stretched a little bit beyond your capability and capacity, and time and time again, you're struggling with timelines and you're missing timelines. And many of your lies are about, well, I was doing this, or I got stuck in traffic, or these types of things. I'm sorry. When it comes to performance managing, your lies aren't going to get you out of it anyway. So the decision will be made on your behalf. But when you're interacting in any organization, you, one, have to feel safe to always tell the truth. And when you feel safe in telling the truth, that's when you can work with a leader who's compassionate and caring and will always foster an environment where you share the truth, that the repercussions are typically an opportunity to educate and help you grow, as opposed to be punitive and result in, you know, disciplinary action. Now, there's going to be times, of course, where that's a more appropriate as well. But that'll be the exception, not the rule. But getting into a habit of not telling the truth to protect yourself, it always, every time, without exception, will always come back to bite you. And Daniel, the one thing I'd go to, and you and I work with business leaders, we work with homemakers, we work with, you know, just guys like you and me, average Joes on a regular basis, who really struggle with this. And quite often it
right.
goes back to, and tell me if you believe this, because this is what I see quite often, it comes down to self-image. And it's that self-confidence and self-esteem is why they, in your case, like you mentioned, embellish to make themselves look better in the eyes of others. I mean, is that what you're saying? I mean, you have a lot of clients. I mean, is that more common, or what are you seeing most common in terms of why people are maybe not quite telling the truth or coming clean?
Well, I think that what I find is that people don't live in a world of reality. And so what I mean by that is that the very first person that they get comfortable lying to is themselves. I'm not overweight. I don't have a drinking problem. I don't show up to work on time. I don't have a time problem. Those lies that we tell to ourselves are more deadly because they pave the path or open the door to lying to others. The moral compass is skewed. The moral compass normal is skewed. And so if normal is lying to myself, then normal will be lying to others. And so what happens is the clients are so used to lying to themselves about the reality of their situation by either buffering it, exaggerating it, not paying attention to it, that it becomes the norm for them to not tell the truth. And when you do not tell the truth about yourself or to yourself about you, that is which really leads to self-forgiveness. That opens the door, Johnny, I think, to being able to do it on the outside, because it becomes kind of the norm on the inside, and I think it's almost second nature to embellish or to lie a little bit about whatever it is that you're going through. And here's the problem with it. It's very destructive. I don't know, based on this study that I just read a few minutes ago, that men lie 6 times a day and women lie 3, and I'd venture to look at that report a little deeper.
Right.
But anyway, either way, it doesn't matter. It didn't say zero. It didn't say zero. And I guess the question, and I didn't do enough research to dig in a little deeper, but I wonder if some of it just is part of our culture and is acceptable, you know. But again, going back to the self-lying, if we can get to a place where we can minimize that, because it doesn't sound like we can get rid of it. I think that, again, it goes back to what your moral compass is. But if we can start telling the truth to ourselves and recognizing that the truth will set you free, then what happens is that when you change the behavior of lying to yourself, it automatically challenges you, like an internal a clock or alarm that goes off and says, is that really the truth? And I know, Johnny, for me, there are times when I'm saying something and I stop in midstream because my moral compass inside's going, that's not necessarily true. And you know, that whole idea that one lie creates another lie that creates the need to remember what you lied about. That's why you said earlier that it all comes out, right? It's going to come out. It's going to come out somewhere, unless you're a pathological liar. But even those people get caught at some point. So I think, to go back to what you were asking, is that if you want to start somewhere, start with yourself. And I think that's what I run up against with my clients, is I try to get them to understand. See the truth. See what is. If there's a pimple on your nose, I don't care how much you lie, it's still there. Accept that it is. Release the resistance to what, you know, and for the need to disguise it, knowing that the only reason why you would disguise it would be to find favor in your fellow man. And I think that that we can, there's some acceptability in our culture, Johnny. I mean, look at politicians. I hate to bring them out. But it's just almost acceptable that they lie to us. I'm going to do all this.
All the time.
I'm going to do all this. And flat out, out of both sides of their mouth, they're not telling the truth, and we know that. But we accept that, too. So it's a cultural thing, right? It's a society
right.
thing. Now, we accept that behavior, and we're really seeing that play out in the presidential elections this year, where someone's actually challenging that. And be it all that he or she may not be the best person for the job, they're still calling the system out. And they're saying, that's not true. Anyway, I don't want to get off into politics, but I really want to drive home that the most dangerous lie that you tell is to yourself, because that opens the door, Pandora's box, to tell that lie to your loved ones, to other people, to your boss, to your employer. And so it begins with self, and it begins with changing the moral compass, so that the moral compass sends an alarm off inside your body that says, you know, in mid-sentence, go, oh, you know what? That's not true. Here's what I meant.
You know, Daniel, it's interesting you say that. See, think about when you're growing up. Here's something that's really interesting. It's now as you become an adult, I have found, because when we were kids, we all, first of all, if you say you don't lie or you've never lied, you're a hypocrite and you're a liar. Right? So,
yeah. Especially like, I didn't do it.
That's right.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. So here's a great example, and you'll nod your head, because you know, as soon as I say this, you know what I'm going to say. As an adult now, as you get older and you have the wisdom and insight that you know that lying is inappropriate, there's never a positive to lying. There really isn't, right? You know, people say, well, when someone dies, that's not what I'm talking about, so don't go down that road. Now, when you tell a lie, here's a kicker. As you get older and you're trying to live the straight and narrow, and all of a sudden you see someone and you run into them, and they're like, oh, hey, remember that time you told me that you did blah, 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 right? And you told them, whether you were drinking, you weren't drinking, you made something up. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, that's how I always think about that story you told us, because that sounds so much fun. And it brings you right back to where you were when you told that lie, and you're stuck. You're stuck right there, because it's not this. So what do you say, right? You may not lie today, but they always come back in some way, shape, or form. Many, many years later, you've had a relationship, and someone brings up, and they're not calling you a liar. Matter of fact, they believed it. They believed it to the point where they remembered it, and they bring it up in a conversation 10, 15, 20 years later, and you're standing there in the conversation. You got to make a choice. Are you going to tell the truth now, or are you just going to shut your mouth and roll with it, right? And I think that when we talk about the moral compass, it goes back to even our children. If you want to see what your children are going to behave, how they're going to behave when they become adults, you need to look no further than within the mirror. Your children will behave the same exact way you do. Don't think that when you're lying to your adult children, or when they're teenagers, or you know, they're going into adolescence, they know when you are lying to them. And I'm not talking again about the Easter Bunny. Your kids look up to you as a parent, no matter what they tell you when they're a teenager. They look up to you and they respect you as a parent, no different than your employees look up to you and you respect you as a leader, as long as you're not struggling. And you have to remember, the behaviors they see you exhibit are the behaviors that they are going to, in fact, they're going to mirror those same, because they think it's all right. And if they say leaders lie, they see politicians lie, they see people bend the truth to try and close a deal and do things like that, wrong is wrong. And I can tell you, when you can live a life that no matter what comes out of your mouth is the truth, you never have to worry about what it was you said when you were having a beer with someone. You never have to worry about what it was said when you were out in a, you know, in XYZ circle or an XYZ board meeting. You never, ever have to worry about that. And I want to share just a short story with you here. In this last week, in the last 3 weeks, three people, of which two I knew very well, have died. One was my my cousin, young man, and he died. They found him dead in his bathroom of heart failure. Young kid, had heart issues since he was an infant. He passed away. my brother, my sister-in-law's father, he passed away. And then I told you I've got a construction project going out here in Central Valley. The project manager, he was sharing with me, his uncle had passed away. And here's what's interesting. I talk about all three of them at the same time because it was the same story when you talk to people and interact. One of the things that just blows me away is when you go to a funeral to someone that is a good person, that has, you know, support and that people care for them, nice things are said at a funeral, right? People don't get up and say negative things about people.
No, they don't.
But when you go to the funeral of someone who truly has integrity, who truly is a kind and caring human being, and not only lives in a values-based way, but behaves every day, all the time in a values-based way, that funeral is completely different. And these three individuals that, and two of them I knew personally, those different funerals and the statements people made about them, I just pray that in some small way that people will say even a percentage of those things about me when I pass. Because these people, I mean, they were just the most beautiful. And the language like integrity, honesty about this person, when you were around this person, it was nothing but positive energy. There was always a smile on this person's face. You always knew that they had your back and you never had to worry. There was nothing that this person wouldn't do for you. And they were always, and every single of these people, if you wanted the truth, you could go and talk to Christopher. You could talk to Alan or whomever it is. These are amazing people. And what's interesting, here's the weird thing about it, is what makes them amazing is like what I call, they just execute the plan, right? In my case, God, whoever cases, whether it's, you know, Muhammad or it's our higher power, always tells us and encourages us to always be honest with ourselves and with others, right? To be kind and loving to each other, to be caring, to be trusting and forgiving. These people aren't living over the top. They're actually living by the rules that our higher powers have asked us to live by. But yet, it's the exception so much to the degree that those people are looked at in such an entirely different aspect from their friends and their family. And it's so beautiful, and at the same time, it's disheartening because we should all be attempting it every day. We're all work in progress, trying to live up to those same standards. And I believe in some cases when we lose those people, we say, my gosh, we lost them at such a young age. I tend to believe that part of the reason is because of the way they lived, the work that they were placed on the earth to do, they got it done so much faster than everyone else because those are the types of people they were to the core. And they affected that many lives in that short amount of time that they were here, whether they 30, 40, 60, that they affected that many lives in such a positive way, that, you know, the good Lord says, you know what, you've worked awfully hard while you were down there, now come up here and be spoiled for eternity, you know. And so we talk about lying and integrity. To me, I just think, gosh, it's such a beautiful, beautiful part of your character to have. And I know it's scary if you're used to telling even white lies, but when you get past that, your life is just so much more rich in a business and in a personal environment. Not easy. I'm going to sit here and say I'm the biggest hypocrite when it comes to it, but I'm a work in progress and I tie all the time, you know?
You know, it's funny because as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, I even hate to even go here, but if you take an inventory of the way that you communicate, and let's just say that this survey that was done with the psychology folks is true, and men lie 6 times and women lie 3 times. If we were to get from 75% of that, even down to 85% or 90% of the time we tell the truth, I think we'd have a different world. Because I think that we wouldn't accept the behavior in our culture, what I mean by culture is the human society. We wouldn't accept lying as part of the culture of, well, that's just the way they are. We would challenge it, and challenge it because of what you said, Johnny, about living life in a way that our children can believe in the world that they dream of, you know, until they get to a place where they recognize, oh, that wasn't true either. So
that's right.
I don't know what the number is. I mean, I guess I would love to say that I can do that 100% of the time, and then I'd be lying. But what I can say is that more times than not, I challenge myself to do the right thing. Period. And that gets, as you said, is one thing you said that I honestly believe, is that it gets easier and easier to just do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, you don't ever have to go back to yesterday to figure out what you should be doing today.
Right.
And if that is the, if we could follow that moral compass, maybe the line numbers drop to 1 and 1 once a day. Does it ever go away? I don't know, because we have this human condition, you know, and we're envious and we're competitive and we desire to be accepted by our peers. But the things that we're saying is, if you're going, you know, I love what you said about, you know, what will they say about you when you're not here? Will they say that you were a person of integrity, or will they have to lie about that?
Right.
There's a big difference.
That's exactly right.
There's a big difference. If they stand up there and you're right, the energy's different, because you know you're not sitting in the audience going, lie, lie, lie.
That's right.
You know,
exactly,
because you
right.
know they're not gonna say it. They're just not gonna say it at a funeral. They're just not. It's a funeral. You're gone. You're not there to defend yourself. However, there is a difference. I mean, it's when you have someone that comes. I mean, the person that pops into my head is the Pope. You know, he doesn't look to be popular. He just says what he has to say, but he speaks his truth. You know,
that's
and
right.
when you have someone like that that's willing to speak their truth, regardless of whether it agrees with doctrine or not, you respect that. You respect
right.
that. You know, and I guess all we're saying today, folks, is let's work to be better. And if we can challenge you today to be more honest with yourself, the result of that action is that you will be more honest with others. But if you can't give what you don't have.
And here's the other thing that will happen, because I think that's beautifully said, Daniel. But here's the other thing that you need to prepare for. If you start living a life of full transparency and honesty, you need to be prepared to start losing some relationships. Now, however, these relationships are not going to be the types of relationships, no matter what you believe, are not going to be the types of relationships that are healthy to begin with. As soon as you start changing your behaviors, now this is what I would tell you. Let's use it as the example of a recovering alcoholic. When you work with someone with the disease of alcoholism, and it is a disease, one of the things that every alcoholic will tell you before they stop drinking is, the people that I associate with are like my family. They're my best friends. I could never live without them. We've become so close. What they will tell you after they stop drinking is that those best friends, they have lost 98
yep.
or 99% of all of them. Lying is no different. If you hang around with people that, whether it's vulgarity, whether you speak vulgarity all the, or you're swearing all the time hanging out, or whether it's you tell little white lies, and right, you run, it's like you're running little pods. When you start behaving in a way that is integrity based and that you're always telling the truth, people that don't tell the truth, you make them nervous, because it forces them to live differently. Because the more you tell the truth, the easier it is for you to tell when someone's not being honest with you. And that makes others nervous. This may sound weird, but I can assure you that if every day you get out of the morning and get up in the morning, and when you're having conversations, if you could pause for that millisecond, like you were saying, Daniel, just long enough before you open your mouth and say, I can either say the full truth or I can say a portion of the truth. What am I going to do? And if you take the right road every single time until it becomes a habit, it will change your life. It will change the people you associate with. And maybe what you won't necessarily take those people won't necessarily be out of your circle. They won't be as close. But what I will tell you that will change about your friend circle is more people with integrity honesty. They're inspiring. They're loving. They're caring. All of a sudden, guess what? You become a magnet to more and more people like this.
Right.
Don't believe
well,
me.
That
try it
we
for
are
30
out
days.
Of time. We are out of time, my friend. We are way to go. I mean, what you said is so spot on, folks. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Until next time.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.
Do you like turkey sandwiches? Then you'll love the new premium carved turkey and bacon sub at Subway restaurants. It's oven roasted just right, sliced thick just the way you like it. And just when you think it can't get any better, look out. It's got crispy bacon in there too. Order one today on your choice of freshly baked bread. Then select any veggies you want to make your premium carved turkey and bacon sub uniquely yours. It's a great sub for people who really like turkey. Subway. Fresh is what we do.